B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Two different versions of Adam Schefter. I know we're going to talk to NFL Adam, but more importantly, NBA Adam Schefter's on the line with us. What are you up to, Schefty?
Good morning, Mark, Trey, Bob, Philadelphia. We are at the airport. We are off to Indianapolis, and we are doing the sideline tonight for the Bucks and the Pacers. It should be fun. Sans Giannis, which I'm very disappointed about. I can't believe that he decided to have a baby this week, like this week.
When you're doing the game, come on, Giannis.
Yeah, come on, Giannis. I got the assignment like 2-3 months ago. I'm like, oh, cool. I get to watch Giannis in person.
Yeah.
And Giannis had other things in mind, you know, 8-9 months ago.
It was pre-planning. Schefty, I got to ask you this because I know what an NBA fan you are. And that's I know you how much you enjoy doing those assignments. So yeah. Congratulations on that, man. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
So let's start off with some NBA conversation. Joel Embiid posts to social media. He gets a shout-out from Jimmy Butler, which he responds, and then he comes back and tells everybody how much he loves Philly after they beat one of the best teams in the NBA, the Clippers. What do you make of Joel Embiid as an NBA player?
Well, I mean, he's enormously gifted and talented, and he's so much fun to watch. It just seems like your team has not professionally grown. They've not taken that next step that everybody's waited for them to take. And it just seems like we see like a team like Miami with Jimmy Butler rise up where nobody expected it. We see a team like Milwaukee rise up. We see Toronto. It's won, I think, 15 in a row. Do you ever get that kind of goodwill feeling from Philadelphia? It doesn't seem that way. It's just, it's on and off. It's hit at home, off on the road, not consistent. I don't know. Joel Embiid is one of the most talented players in the entire NBA. He's unbelievable, but it seems like he should be dominating every night and just some nights.
No, that's been the big thing with him. Now, I do want to switch because I know you're at the airport. I know we only have you for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I got to talk some NBA. Yeah, I know we got to talk some NFL. Tom Brady, is there any chance that he actually goes to Dallas?
So much would have to happen for that to happen. I never rule out anything in the NFL, but I just think that at this point in time is far-fetched to me. Okay? Again, I never want to close the door on anything in the league, but if the Cowboys are going to tag Dak Prescott, how are they going to bring Tom Brady to Dallas when you've got Dak Prescott tagged?
Yeah, that seems to be the odd thing there. And then something also involving the Cowboys, but also involving the Eagles, Amari Cooper. What's the likelihood that he would end up in Philadelphia?
You know, it's funny that you asked that because over the last week or so, I've wondered myself, I thought to myself, well, you know, Dallas has got a situation where it's got to use the franchise tag on Dak Prescott. Okay? And assuming that Dak Prescott does get the franchise tag, well, guess what? If there's no CBA done, then the teams get – well, if there's no CBA, then the teams get – well, they get two tags. And if they get two tags, Dak gets the franchise tag. And I would think you would also wind up tagging Amari Cooper, in which case Amari Cooper doesn't wind up in Dallas. But – and here's the but, and here's where it gets interesting. If there is a new CBA that is done here in the next month before free agency begins, and my sense is, if I had to guess, I would say there will be, because it's that important to both sides, and I think they're trying to make it happen. I think they get it done. If they get a new CBA done, it's one tag per team. And if it's one tag per team, Dak Prescott gets the tag. And if Dak Prescott gets the tag, Amari Cooper hits the market. And if Amari Cooper hits the market, well, it's not hard to figure out when he's a wide receiver, right?
you're exactly right.
I mean, it's easier to get there than it is to get to Tom Brady playing for the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
That it's harder to trace that and figure out a way that happens. In this particular case, I could find you a way where Amari Cooper hits the market where it would make a lot of sense for the Eagles to make a play for Amari Cooper. Like, what would be better than strengthening yourself at the wide receiver position and weakening your division rival at the wide receiver position. That would make a lot of sense to me. But there are still some steps that have to happen here, because if the Cowboys have two tags, I would imagine Amari Cooper is not getting out of the barn, so to speak.
And when did you say that new CBA could happen?
Well, you got any time. I mean, the player reps met last week to go over the most recent proposal, which is, I think, like 48.5% of all the total revenue. And the NFL wants that CBA done yesterday. Okay, so the NFL is pushing like crazy to get this done, but the holdup, of course, one of the holdups is that the NFL also wants a 17-game season. Regular season, the players don't want that, and so they're going back and forth. And I would say that, you know, a league that preaches health and safety, 17 games, it goes against that. But in this particular case, like anything, it comes down to money, right? If they're going to pay enough money, well, you can convince the players to take 17 games, I think, maybe.
Chef, do you... I have a little bone to pick with you. You told us some half truths last week, Shefty. we have questioned you endlessly about Eagles offensive coordinator, wide receivers coaches, quarterbacks coaches, whatever it may be. And you said to us last week, maybe they go a route where they don't hire an offensive coordinator. And you kind of threw it out speculatory. But you knew, didn't you, Shefty? You knew that they weren't going to hire an offensive coordinator.
No, I will say this. If I knew that, I would have said they're not going to do that. I didn't know that, but I had heard enough to sense that that was a possibility.
Right. So, Andy, my question to you is give me the pros and cons of your thoughts on teams that are going this route now, that are, you know, not specializing offensive coordinators, but giving different titles to guys.
Well, look, you know, Doug Peterson, for all intents and purposes, is the offensive coordinator. He's the head coach and he's the offensive coordinator. So what they were looking for was somebody to help diagram, scheme up pass plays in the passing game. It was like a passing game coordinator, as it had been described to me during the search process. Now, you know, again, there's a certain guy maybe who would have demanded the title of offensive coordinator, but what are we talking about there? I mean, you're talking about a title, it doesn't mean anything. And so in this particular case, I think they were looking for somebody to bring concepts and ideas to Doug and for the entire team to work into the offense. There's somebody to really affect the passing game. And so that's what they did, basically. You know, they made the moves there, knowing that Doug kind of is the point man on the offense, and the people that brought him will help out there. And that's sort of how it works in San Francisco with the 49ers. They're a top offense. I know that Eric Bieniemy has the title of offensive coordinator in Kansas City, and Mike Kafka is the quarterback's coach, but let's be honest, Andy's running the offense. It's the same thing. And so, in your strengths and the people who are the smartest, and Doug knows what he's doing. And so they're complimenting him with guys that can supplement ideas in the passing game, and that's what they did here. That's what they decided to do. See, there was that whole big uproar over nothing, and yeah, we'll see how that plays out now. And now they can go on to what everybody in Philadelphia wants them to do, go find wide receivers.
Yep, absolutely. Now, let me ask this. What have you heard about Press Taylor, if anything, about what he could, you know, help out Doug Peterson with? Is there any conversation about Press Taylor in the league?
I don't know that much about him. I know he's a talented young guy. I know they like him. I know he's supposed to be a smart guy. I don't know that much about him to say to you here. Here's the Press Taylor breakdown. I know more about Giannis's new baby, Liam.
There you go.
By the way, I never thought Giannis Antetokounmpo would have a baby named Liam.
Yeah.
But it's neither here nor there. But the other thing is, Deuce Staley is, like, any way you want to look at it, it just looks like Deuce gets passed over again. Any conversation in the league about him maybe moving into a different team?
I haven't heard that. I mean, I don't know that he's such a staple.
Yeah.
That it's hard to imagine that, and I've not heard that. Plus, he's under how's that happening? I mean, they'd have to let him out of his contract.
Right.
So I don't think that's happening. So, again, a lot of these things, you know, we can come up with, like Tom Brady to the Cowboys and Deuce Daly going out to another team, but they have to be grounded in fact and reality. And in most cases, I don't think some of these things are.
Okay. Adam Schefter, always great catching up with you, man. I know you're at the airport, and a lot's going on there for sure. Good luck tonight. You got Bucks. You got Bucks and Pacers in Indy, and then I assume you're sticking out there or staying out there for the combine.
No, we're gonna commute to Indy this month. We're gonna go back and forth from Indianapolis. We're gonna go back to New York and then back to Indy for the combine. We'll be there for a week that time. A lot of time in Indy this month.
And Adam, on a personal note, I saw your Instagram post about the passing. Is it your grandmother?
My nanny Blanche. She passed away on Friday.
Sorry to see that, man.
Yeah, well, thank you. She would have been 96 on Monday. So
last night,
a big birthday cake in her honor. And she was a great lady. You know, different day and age. She was married at the age of 16. When I was born, back in 1966, at that point, she was already the grandmother of two other grandchildren, and she was 43 at the time.
Wow.
Think about it. She, you know, 43 to be a grandparent three times over.
Wow.
And she was an amazing woman, great lady, and God bless her soul. She was just a tremendous lady, and I lost our family.
Our best to you and the rest of the Schefter family, rest of your family, man, and that's awesome. What a great tribute.
She'd be proud that she was on Sports Talk Radio in Philly this morning.
I'm sure. All right, Adam Schefter.
Get a good lunch, Shefty.
Get a good lunch.
If you like burgers, Kuma's Corner, great place to go. You should go there all the time.
You know, Bob, we're going. I got a production meeting with Mark Jones and Doris Burke, and I go where they tell me. On these trips, like, this is not my kind of thing.
Right.
Whatever they tell me to do, I do.
Shoot me a text where you go. I want to see if I've been there.
I think we're just going in the hotel.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it is. And by the way, like I said, there's no NFL suit that spent more time in Indianapolis. I've got my places picked out here. Like, when I get to go out, you know, I'll give you a massively underrated place in Indianapolis. If you like sushi, place Mikado right across from I think it's the Omni Hotel. It's fantastic.
Oh, there you go.
Really good.
Awesome.
It's really good sushi.
And tell Doris Burke her biggest fan is here in Philadelphia.
We love Doris.
I love Doris.
How could
yes.
you not love Doris?
I do love Doris.
Adam, thanks so much, brother.
Thanks, Shefty.
Have a great day.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.